Every scene has familiar police markings, blood of the fallen, connections to drugs. 15 dead in gun battle in Tasco. 55 more in an abandoned silver mine near that same tourist town. And every time, Mexican President Felipe Calderón calls for it to stop.
We are dealing with security for the whole country. Criminals don't discriminate. This is a moment of unity and decision.
Mr. Calderón can count on the Obama administration to back him. Gil Kerlikowske is the country's top drug control official, commonly known as the Drug Czar. He has a long history in law enforcement.
I'm very pleased that Juan President Calderón is so courageous in his administration in taking this issue on. And as he says, this is a question of who's going to run that country. Is it going to be criminals, criminal enterprises, or is it going to be the elected officials and the appointed officials of that democracy?
Crime experts say the cartels are running Mexico. Midway through Mr. Calderón's six-year term, drug-related violence has claimed more than 23,000 lives. And lately, the targets have been political. A deputy state prosecutor gunned down in Ciudad Juarez, along the border with Texas. A gubernatorial candidate ambushed in Tamaulipas.
I think history throughout the world, when it comes to law enforcement taking on organized crime, always shows an increase in, or a spike or a rise in violence as you confront them. That's horrible for the people of Mexico.
Kerlikowske spent years as a police chief in American cities, but he favors drug treatment programs over jail time. And he praises Colombian President Álvaro Uribe for lowering his country's coca production, resulting in less cocaine passing through Mexico to the United States.
For many years, we would point our finger, particularly at Mexico, and say, please stop sending your drugs across the border to us. And Mexico would say, well, look, you know, if you weren't consuming so many drugs, we wouldn't have the problems we're having. I think we're actually pretty far past that.
With drug use high, Kerlikowske says U.S. scientists conduct 85% of the world's research on drug treatment. He says more countries should take advantage of that free information to start their own treatment programs. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.